that way. I never did. Of course, they are foreigners, but we wouldn't speak to them as that. We just speak to them, you know. We wouldn't say, well, you're a foreigner. We might ask where they were from, and then just be friends.
Now, let's see, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister, aunt.
She'd be?
Your aunt.
That's right. Okay.
You'd be her nephew.
Yeah, I'd be your nephew. A child that's lost its father and mother is called?
An orphan.
He's looked after by his legal...
I imagine grandparents.
Yeah. What if he doesn't have any parents? They might...
Well, they take him in a foster home, an orphan's home.
I see. Or the court might appoint somebody to look after him. You ever...
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be an administrator. What would they be?
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. Guardian. Mm-hmm.
Now, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is called
legitimate.
Folks have any other names for them here? You know, like...
Bastard.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, you know, you said that somebody around the place had around 10 or 12 kids.
Oh, outsider.
Yeah.
Rufus, yeah. Rufus, I have some outside children.
Call them outsider, outside.
Outside children.
Well, now, this is, do you ever hear of a volunteer, do you ever hear of a volunteer crop? You know what that is?
Certainly.
What's a volunteer crop?
It's a crop that came up that you didn't plant.
I know that. You mean that you weren't supposed to plant?
They just came up volunteer. Yeah. Now that's the way these little tomatoes do, that Rufus calls mollies. Now they come up every year, they come up volunteer. You don't plant them anything, they just come up without being planted. They're already there. Of course, we didn't plant at a time. And lots of times, mustard and okra. And I know I have a Bells of Ireland, and they come up volunteer.
Bells of Ireland?
Mm-hmm, that's a flower.
Oh, wow.
It's a green flower. It's long like that and has bells on it, but it's green. It's used for decoration.
What kind of flower is that?
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus?
Uh-huh. It grows on a tree.
Yeah, eucalyptus tree.
Uh-huh.
Koala bears eat that.
I don't know.
That's the African bear.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a child, you know, when your baby starts growing up, somebody hadn't seen him in a while, and they say...
He looks just like his daddy.
Look how she's...
Grown.
Grown.
Yeah.
Boy, she sure...
She sure has grown. She's big to her size, at least, or small to her size.
Came up so fast, you could almost see him...
Grow.
See him grow. Now, when you have a party, and you invite all your... you might say, all the folks around you. You say, you don't invite your friends. It's a
neighbor.
It's a family gathering. I'm just inviting my
family.
My family. Mm-hmm. Okay. This town is full of my
kinfolks.
Kinfolks.
They are. So you talk about any of them, you're talking about some of my kinfolks. We had people to move in here, and somebody that lived here always said, don't say anything about anybody, because everybody's kin to each other.
Everybody's got each other's blood in.